Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
I'm John Batzler. David Daoud of the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy is here to help Bill Raggio of FTD, Long War Journal, tell us where we are right now as we begin the war fighting in 2025. Wall Street Journal in these last hours. Israel's Red Sea conundrum. Hit the Houthis or Iran? David, I don't ask you to pass judgment on that strategy. However, the Houthis, I read this morning in the FT, remain a threat to Red Sea shipping, to global shipping, and Maersk is making no plans to change its posture of going around the Red Sea. That's a tax on the earth. That means that the least among us are being burdened by the Houthis' rage. So, is an attack on Tehran practical, and would that stop the Houthis?
I don't think it would necessarily stop the Houthis. The genius, if you will, of the Iranian model is that the link to Tehran is not material. It's ideological. Now, the Houthis are not necessarily where Hezbollah is when it comes to ideological loyalty to Iran, although there have been conflicting reports on this over the years, like the degree of their loyalty to this idea of Wilayat al-Faqih. They have an interest, and it's not just the Iranians pressing the button for them to fire these missiles at Israel, to attack Israel. The Iranians have also, as they do with their proxies, imbued them with a domestic weapons production capability. So you get rid of Iran or you strike Iran, the Houthis can still, they still have the willingness to fire missiles, they still have the capability to fire missiles, and they still have the capability to produce further weapons that they can threaten Israel. Now, they're not unleashing the full arsenal against the Israelis. I think they know if they do that, you know, the Israelis are going to respond in such a way that, you know, the Houthis are going to be off the books. It's a balance of pain that they're trying to create. But I think the Israelis have to adopt the strategy of breaking Iran's tentacles before they hit the proverbial head of the octopus, as it's been called. This gives Israel more breathing room to act against Iran. It also, like you said, it helps the international community by relieving the pressure that this terror group has imposed upon it through seizing one of the world's most important waterways. I think we underestimate the significance of having an Iranian proxy armed like the Houthis, as fanatical as the Houthis, on the Bab al-Mandeb Straits, for all intents and purposes. I mean, if they so chose, at any time, for any reason, they could disrupt or shut down Red Sea shipping, global trade, in the way they're doing now. Now it's for Gaza. Who knows what it could be for in the future, what other Iranian purpose? So breaking that stranglehold doesn't just benefit Israel. It benefits Saudi Arabia, which has to ship its oil through the Red Sea. It benefits global trade. This is the Red Sea opens up into the Suez Canal. This is one of the most important trade waterways in the world. You can't have this held hostage to an Iranian terror proxy.
Bill, you have a question.
Yes, David. It's been reported that the Egyptians have lost almost $7 billion in revenue due to the essential shutdown of the Red Sea through the port, through the Suez Canal. Mm-hmm. You have the Israelis being struck. Obviously, trade affects everyone. Do you think that it's possible that the Trump administration can right the wrongs of the Biden administration and come out and form a coalition to, I realize you wouldn't be striking at the head of the octopus, but maybe removing one of its tentacles and hitting the Houthis so hard to force them to stop?
Are you saying direct American military action?
American with Israeli and whoever else is willing to get on board.
I don't see the Arab countries joining this for one reason and one reason only. They can't be seen to be cooperating with Israel militarily openly in general, this is a complicated thing for Arab countries, but especially with Gaza in the background, right? The way this is being perceived in the Arab world is that this is a genocide and so on and so forth. And so joining the Israelis, I mean, you know, imagine a joint operation by the Egyptian and Israeli Air Force striking the Houthis, who are coming out and saying, well, we're doing this to stop the genocide in Gaza. It's a bad look for the Arab countries. And it could lead to repercussions domestically that they might not want to deal with. You know me, Bill, we've talked about this several times. I am very much against direct American military action in the region unless absolutely necessary. We have partners. We have this country called Israel, which is, as we've seen over the past year, since October 7th, they've had some failures, some catastrophic ones.
30 seconds, David, 30 seconds.
They've bounced back in spectacular fashion. We have a capable and willing partner that is able to help secure their interests and, by extension, our joint interests with them. We don't need to put a direct American military force in the air. Back the Israelis. Let them do the job. That's why we help them. That's why we give them $3.8 billion in military aid every year, isn't it? So they can get the job done to secure what is in their interest and what is also in our interest.
David Daoud. Bill Raggio, Foundation for Defense of Democracy.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of U.S. soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.